Give yourself permission to do as much research as you want when it comes to anything that you're going to implement in your life, when it comes to consuming anything. And always, 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 always run it through your own internal system. Hello, love, and welcome to the Cup of Chels podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Holden, a professionally certified spiritual life coach, business mentor, published author, speaker, and intuitive guide. Cup of Chels is the place of zero judgment, where all thoughts, opinions, and points of views are not only welcomed, but honored. It's what I like to call big love. It's the place to get the guidance of a mentor, to soak up the wisdom of a sage, and receive the encouraging and nurturing energy of a soul sister who isn't afraid to deliver healthy doses of tough love. With thought-provoking conversations and questions that are going to expand your perspective, you will leave each episode knowing yourself better than when you pressed play. It's time to activate your big love energy, unlock your authenticity, and let your curiosity lead, taking what resonates and leaving the rest. Now let's get into it. Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode. Woo! It has been a week. I don't know about you, but this total solar eclipse, the new moon, Mercury retrograde, all the things. I'm coming off of a week of having facilitated Reiki attunement. As a Reiki master, I get to attune people in level one and level two and Reiki masters. And I did that last Thursday. So it's a lot of energy that has just been moving through me and moving through my system lately that I have just kind of felt a little all over the place and haven't really felt like myself. So I want to start out this episode just by being real and honest with you about what has been going on and sharing part of my story with you, because I truly believe, and you've heard me say this before, it is the sharing of our stories that really connects us. So, you know, with all of this energy shift, everything that's happening in the cosmos, I had this like realization yesterday that I have just been feeling kind of bored and pretty blah with how things are going. I had a coaching session with a mentee of mine inside of the Quantum Coaching Academy. And in these sessions, as a mentor coach, I show up and act as the client for my mentee to practice their coaching skills. So in that session, I had this realization after she walked me through one of the tools that I have been waking up feeling just kind of bored, like not excited. And how I wanted to feel was excited and alive and ready for the day, like enthusiastic about whatever opportunities were going to be presented to me for the day. If you follow me at all on social media, or you've been following this podcast for a while, you know, I've heard this before from people, and social media itself can be this place where I do my best to show up authentically. And also, we don't get to see every aspect of someone's life. We don't always know exactly what's going on. And I have been told before that people perceive me that it's always positive. It's always rainbows and butterflies. And the truth is it's fucking not. Like, I wake up feeling like shit. I get in bad moods. I have arguments with my husband. I feel like an imposter. I feel scared as fuck to like do certain things. I meet my edges all of the time. And it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's not always positive. I choose to look at all aspects of myself, to look at what is actually going on and what is underneath the surface so that I can work through that. And when I show up online and here, I choose to show up from a place of I had this situation happen. I gathered a learning and a lesson, and I want to bring that lesson to you. So I'm not always showing up in the midst of the chaos because I feel like it doesn't do me any good, because I want to give myself that space and time to actually process what is going on for me. And I want to be able to share what has worked for me, what didn't work for me, and these lessons with you. Otherwise, I feel like I would just be coming on to bitch, and that's not what I want to do at all by any means. You know, I have my people where I can process things with. I have my support system in place, and that's the place for me to process, for me to learn, for me to grow, for me to feel. You know, I have my tools where I can do all of that too. So I share all this just to say, like, if you've been going through it yourself, like if you've been feeling unmotivated lately, if you've been feeling, you know, sticky about something, if there is something you really want to do and you're scared and you've just found yourself in this pattern of not actually doing the things that you want to do, even though you know you need to do these things in order to get the thing that you want, and you're stuck in this cycle, like, I feel you. I'm with you. I've been there. And this is exactly what I want to talk about today, because I've just had this breakthrough with myself, and it's time for me to share that with you. So yesterday I had this call with my mentee. And again, I had this realization and this breakthrough that I've just been waking up feeling dull, feeling lackluster. And what I want to feel is I want to feel excited. I want to feel enthusiastic. I want to feel alive when I wake up. I want to be excited for the day. And I started to connect the dots as to why I haven't been feeling that way and what I can do to feel that way. So I wrote a book called Lessons to Love On, which I talk about often here. In fact, I've been in the process and series. This episode itself, we're not going to dive into a lesson. That'll be next week. We'll pick the lessons back up. But I've been in the series of sharing these lessons a little more in depth with you on the podcast. So I wrote that book, and it feels amazing to be a published author. I'm so fucking proud of myself for having done that, for having designed the book, for having put it out in the world, for people actually having purchased it. Like, it is the most incredible feeling, and I want more. So I co-authored another book called The Goddess Portal. I don't talk about this book as much. It is available on Amazon, and I will link that one below for you to purchase. If you choose, it's a co-authored book with 35 different authors, and it's mainly for women. But I wrote a section in there all about the art of softening in order to receive big love, all about how we are oftentimes conditioned to be these hyper-independent women and do things for ourselves. Like, really what we're doing is we're letting a toxic masculine, because we all have this feminine and masculine energy within us, but we're letting our toxic masculine kind of take the lead with this hyper independence that it hardens us. And what we need to do is really soften. We need to soften. We need to let the feminine come through a little bit more. We need to open our hearts up. We need to be vulnerable. And this is how we go into that receptive mode, which is what the feminine energy does. The feminine is here to receive, the masculine is here to give. So, with all of that, you know, that was such a great experience for me as well. You know, two very different experiences when it comes to writing. And Lessons to Love On isn't your typical book. It's an oracle book. It's not necessarily made to read cover to cover like a normal book is. It's made to intuitively pick up and open up the lesson for whatever you feel called to that day. It's made to use over the course of your life, to just pull out inspiration when you need it. Very similar to an oracle deck, right? Very similar to a tarot deck. So I have this other book on my heart. I have a teaching memoir on my heart. I genuinely have this burning desire to share more of my story in order to help others, in order to teach others. And my vision for this book that I am so not scared to share with you is that it is a bestseller. My vision for this next book is that it is top of charts, that I go on book tours, that I am asked to speak on stages, speak on podcasts because of the book itself, because this book is just in the hands of so many people. I envision myself being a household fucking name. And there's no vanity in that. It is simply coming from a place of, I know that this is what I'm here to do in this lifetime. And I got the most insane confirmation of that this week. So Monday was the total solar eclipse at the time of me recording this podcast. It's April 11th today when I'm recording. So Monday was the total solar eclipse. It was also the new moon, right? And I was doing a lot of research on any kind of ritual I could or should do during this time. And I was getting a lot of mixed signals with it. So in Native American cultures, most of them don't believe in going outside during the solar eclipse. Like, they believe that eclipses are very sacred, and some of them even see them as, you know, a bad omen. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I also take it into consideration with how I choose to show up in my life. And other, you know, people were also saying, like, this isn't the time to manifest. So typically new moons are a time for manifesting. They're a time for planting new seeds. You know, eclipses are considered to be energetic portals where you can shift timelines, and a great time for manifestation. But I was also getting the impression that you don't necessarily want to do that with this new moon. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to worry about doing anything of that. And just so we're all clear here, give yourself permission to do as much research as you want when it comes to anything that you're going to implement in your life, when it comes to consuming anything. And always, 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 always run it through your own internal system. Like, no matter what it is, you are the one that gets to decide whether you agree or don't agree with it, whether you choose to take that information with you or not. Unconsciously, you're always going to have that information. Like, our subconscious mind is continually taking in information, but be just hyper aware and vigilant, and use your own discernment with the tools, the techniques, the teachers, the information that you are consuming, and how you want to implement or not those teachings, even with me and this podcast. Okay. So that's what I did. I was like just discerning, I was running everything through my system. And I did come across something, and I don't know the source of it, but it talked about this eclipse being a highlight for our north nodes in our astrological chart, in our charts. So for those of you that don't know, I am a human design reader. I only offer human design readings for my clients now, for my private clients. If you want more information about working with me privately and one-on-one, you can book a free 15-minute clarity call. This is where we can just talk. I get to know a little bit about you. You can ask me questions. I can ask you questions. It's just kind of like let's feel each other out, like a virtual coffee, to see if working together privately is even the next best step for you. So as a human design reader, I refer to human design chart, not necessarily just astrology specifically, because human design actually combines astrology with so many other modalities like the chakra system, the I Ching, the Kabbalah tree of life, and quantum mechanics. So it combines a whole lot more, and I resonate deeply with human design. So I looked at my specific human design chart, and I looked at my north nodes, and there's two sides to your human design chart. There's a conscious side and an unconscious side. So I looked at both of them. The unconscious side of my chart, that north node, is each celestial object is tied to a gate in human design, which holds a specific energy. All right. So that my north node is gate 31. that is the same gate as my conscious sun. So the north nodes, how I like to think of them and how I interpret a north node is this is our guiding light. This is our north star. This is what we're meant to grow into. This is what we aspire to achieve in this lifetime. And our conscious sun is our life's work. Your sun gate is your life's work. Okay. So for me, both of these are the same gate, which was very telling. And this particular gate is all about leadership. And it's about leadership in the aspect of the type of leader that the people decide are the leader, the type of leader that intuitively leads, that people want leading them. And I feel like that's because this type of leader is very self-led and knows that it's not about them, but it's about the collective. So for me, this just resonated so deeply. Like, okay, like this eclipse is opening up this portal, this energetic portal for me to shift timelines, for me to actually step into even more fully this leadership role. So fucking cool. On the conscious side, right? There's two sides. So two north nodes, there are two different gates for me. It may be the same gate for you. Some of my friends, it was. So on the conscious side, this was the gate of storytelling. I hear you guides. I hear you, right? My guides are always sending me messages. They're doing the same with you. Hope you're listening. So this gate, this energy of being a storyteller, my north node, my guiding light. So the way that I've been interpreting this over this week and continuing to like develop clarity on it as I contemplate what I've just learned is that I'm meant to lead people through the act of storytelling. Through the act of storytelling. Like this just is so cool. It blows my mind. And at the same time, duh. For me, it's like, well, yeah, duh. Like I'm already doing it. I'm already doing it in the presence of this podcast. I'm already doing it in the fact that I've written two books, that I am currently writing my third book. I'm already doing it in how I show up online and in social media. I'm already doing it. I already deeply embody this belief that it's the sharing of our stories that connects us. And I'm already leading myself to share my story even more and more and more. So fucking cool. So empowering. So like, yes, I'm doing it. It motivates me even more. And I wasn't writing. So I shared with you this big vision I have for being this best-selling author, for being a household name, for going on book tours, being on podcasts, asking to speak on stages, all of these big, amazing, audacious things. Why the fuck wasn't I sitting down and writing? Why haven't I been doing it? I have bits and pieces of things I've written for this book or just kind of brain dumped out for this book since 2021. And the book's still not written. For the past 3 years, and even longer, I have been in process of getting ready to get ready to start writing this book. So tying this whole story all together for you in all of the energy we're feeling in the cosmos and me having this breakthrough of how I have been feeling when I'm waking up in the morning and feeling bored and just blah, and how I want to feel alive and excited and enthusiastic about the day and just deeply embodied in gratitude. The missing piece for me has been creatively sharing my story, has been leading myself to tell my story. I've been doing it in all these other little ways. But if I want this big vision to come to life, then I need to do what the fuck is scaring me. And what's scaring me is actually writing this book. And maybe you're thinking like, why is that scaring you, Chelsea? I was asking myself the same question. And it came to me. I have been holding on to so many limiting beliefs about this book. One, I've probably been putting a shit ton of pressure on it. I mean, can you imagine telling a person, right? This is me telling me, this is me also telling the book. But can you imagine like telling someone, telling your child, telling your best friend, like you are meant for big things. Like you are meant to do these, you know, you're meant to be famous. You're meant to be a multimillionaire, maybe even a billionaire. You're gonna, you know, kick ass and I mean, whatever, right? Like I'm having the worst time like creating this analogy for you. But that can feel like a lot of pressure to someone. Even if that is their deepest heart's desire, it's like we get stuck in this, how the fuck am I going to do that? How the heck am I, me, little me over here, supposed to be a multimillionaire, best-selling author, household name, speaker, blah, all these things? Like how is little old me supposed to hold this big dream and vision and actually fucking bring it into life? I read somewhere too recently, all of this happening in the last like 4 or 5 days is so cool, that we make ourselves small because we have these big dreams, right? We have these big dreams and we don't feel big enough ourselves to actually fulfill them. We have big visions and we feel too small for those visions. That breaks my heart. And also, that is simply a belief. That is something we get to change. That belief, that story that we've been holding on to, that we're too small, we're not enough, we're who the fuck am I to actually bring this big vision and dream into life, is simply a story that we get to rewrite. There's power in that. We have control over the story that we're choosing to fucking write. And I had this breakthrough and this awareness that, wait a second, I'm the author of my life. If I'm waking up and feeling lackluster, that's on me. I get to choose how I feel when I wake up. If I want to be this best-selling author, this household name on tons of podcasts, speaking on stages, having a book tour, making millions of dollars, if I truly want that and desire that, which I do, then it's up to me to step the fuck up into that role, to put on those shoes and walk as that woman now. That's on me. And that feels like a lot. And it can feel heavy and it can feel like a lot of responsibility. So what do we do in those moments? For me, I remember that it doesn't have to be so fucking complicated. That it doesn't have to be so serious. That I get to have fun with this. That people don't just start out as bestsellers. That people don't just instantly become household names. How the fuck do they do it? They do it one step at a time. One commitment at a time. One promise that they continue to keep over and over and over and over again. Every day they wake up and they commit again. Every moment they choose again to walk in the shoes of the future vision of themselves. So I share this with you to fucking inspire you to maybe light a fire under your ass, that version of you that has that big vision, those heart-led visions in your life, you get to step into their shoes now, my love. And you do that by putting one foot in and then the other. And then you get a little comfortable. And then you take one step and then another. And then you pause. And then one step and another. Before you know it, you're walking without stopping. Before you know it, you're fucking running. as that version. So last night, actually, on Tuesday, I went to bed. I couldn't sleep. You know, eclipse was Monday. Tuesday, I'm just not feeling it. I was tired. Like, you know, that feeling like I'm exhausted, but I cannot fall asleep. That was me. It was 10 o'clock. And I scrolled socials for a while to try to maybe distract myself or whatever. I got a lot of beautiful inspiration and messages from that scrolling, some of which I believe I'm sharing with you today. And then it was midnight. I looked at my clock. It was 12:12. I put my phone down and I was like, that's it. I'm getting up. I'm getting up and I'm going to go journal because clearly I'm not meant to fall asleep right now. And I did. And that was Wednesday morning at 12:12 a.m. Wednesday morning. And it just hit me like, I haven't committed to this journey of being a bestseller. I'm sitting over here as a person saying that they want all these things, but I haven't committed to actually taking the action that's required for me to do this. I've just been enjoying talking about it and not even talking about it with everybody, talking about it with just my closest friends. So what now, Chels? What now? Well, guess what, babe? You need to commit. You know, for years, I used to call Wednesdays writing Wednesdays. Do you know how many of those Wednesdays I actually wrote out of like the past 2 years, 2-3 years? Maybe five. Five Wednesdays. Out of 2 years worth of Wednesdays. That's not enough. That's not going to get me anywhere. So instead of shaming myself, instead of beating myself up for what I hadn't done, I recognized this pattern. It actually made me think about when I quit drinking. It made me reflect on, wow, remember, Chels, when you wanted to quit drinking? And it took you years before you finally made that last commitment to yourself. So this is just my process. It takes me thinking about it for a while. It takes me talking about it with my friends for a while. It takes me going back and forth with whether or not I actually really want to do this. It takes me distracting myself with other things, other work, other ways to help people or impact or make money. It takes that lot of that distraction for me to get to the place where I'm at now, the place of being fully committed, fully all in. 100%. So Wednesday morning at midnight, I committed to myself and I said, okay, what feels doable? What feels actually doable, even though it scares me? Even though it scares me. And it was, I can commit to writing 30 minutes every weekday. And I wanted to say every day, and I'm like, no, I know myself, and I'm probably not going to write on the weekends. And I want to give myself that flexibility. I can commit to that. What I also realized was that it was the lack of commitment, and it was the lack of making it a priority. Because I hadn't committed, that was showing I was prioritizing other things and other people above this soul calling, above this North Star, above this purpose, this vision. I was prioritizing everything else before that vision, the vision I know that I'm meant to do, the vision I know, this soul calling of mine. I was prioritizing everything else because I wasn't committed. So in that commitment of writing 30 minutes every weekday, I also committed to doing it before I do anything else. Before I open my emails, before I open my phone, I may go outside, let the pups out, enjoy a little bit of coffee and journal. But before I do anything else, work-wise, for anyone else, this is my priority. And do you know why it's my priority? Because it's not fucking about me. Because this book, the words, the stories that will be told in it, the teachings that will be shared within the covers is for you, the reader. It is for the people that need to read this book. It is for the people that have been praying for this book, for these words, for this teaching. It's not fucking about me. Yes, I will gain from it, but it can't be about me anymore. Because when I've made it about me, I've put it on the back burner. So Wednesday morning, I committed. That was Wednesday at midnight. Right? Wednesday at midnight. So I went back to bed. And then when I woke up for real on Wednesday, there was some fear coming up. I was like, shit, I got to write. I made this commitment and I actually have to write. And it is like, what am I going to write about? I don't have anything to say, right? All these stories again. I have nothing to say. What am I even going to write? It's like, Chelsea, just open up your document and just start writing. It doesn't fucking matter. It really doesn't matter. It's all going to sort itself out. Lean on the support that you tell other people is there all the time. So I call in my light team and I'm just like, okay, let's do this. We're keeping this promise to ourselves. We're keeping this commitment to ourselves because we owe it to them. We owe it to us. We owe it to my ancestors. I owe it to the past me. I owe it to the Chelsea that was in junior high that wrote a story about a stink bomb that said in that story, I am supposed to be an author. She knew, right? My higher self spoke through that version of me in junior high. My higher self is still speaking to me. My guides have been telling me this. I've asked for signs over and over and over and over and over again. And guess what? They have fucking delivered. My spirit team has given me so many signs over the past several years that this is exactly what I meant to fucking be doing. They even speak through my best friend and spiritual running buddy all the time to keep nudging me about my book. So it's not like I haven't gotten confirmation that I need to do this, but I needed this internal shift within myself. So I woke up Wednesday and I wrote. And I wrote for 30 minutes. And guess what happened? I felt great. Yes. First day in the books. I fucking did it. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what that did? It gave me confidence because I tapped into that source of creativity first thing. I acted as the woman. If the best-selling author, you know what she does? She gets up and she makes it a priority. I acted as her yesterday morning. So when I went to bed last night, I felt so good and satisfied. And after having that conversation with my mentee, right, that mentor coaching session I shared at the beginning of this episode, tying it all together for you now, realizing how I was waking up, I chose last night that, you know what I get to do tomorrow, meaning Thursday today? I get to wake up and create first thing in the morning. This is the life that I've built. How fucking cool is that, Chelsea? You actually get to wake up and do what you love to do for a living. Not many people get to say that ever in their life. Wow. 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 So when I woke up this morning, I woke up feeling alive. I woke up excited. I woke up feeling that I had already embodied this next version of myself. I've shifted fucking timelines here. Like, this is me. I am her. She is me. We are one. And we're acting as that version now. So I woke up this morning and it's beautiful outside. And I just like took it all in. I took in the crisp air, the freshness, enjoyed some coffee. And I sat down on my computer and I pulled up my doc and I started writing again. And I wrote for 30 minutes. And you know what? I'm excited to do it again tomorrow. And again on Monday. And again on Tuesday next week. And again for the rest of the week. And I'm so excited because I know what happens with this progress. Momentum builds. You've heard me say it before, but all we have to do is show up 1% better than the day before. Me prioritizing writing, being the embodiment of this best-selling household name, millionaire version, that's my 1% better. And that 1% grows in momentum. It compounds over time. And you know what? I can almost guarantee that in 6 months' time, this book will be written. And perhaps bestseller this year. So I'm starting a wait list for the book itself. If you would like to get on it to know when the first copy is going live, and I will probably be sharing sneak peeks of it, please go to the link in the show notes and hop on the wait list. I'm so excited to share more of my story with you. And I'm so honored that you're here along for the ride, because it is a ride and it is a journey. And it's all kinds of crazy and amazing and beautiful and wild and scary and thrilling and sad and unknown and uncomfortable. And it gets to be all of it. And all of it is so beautiful. And all of it is what makes up this life. And all of it is what makes this life so delicious. So if there is this big vision on your heart, I want to ask you, and this is where I'm going to leave you today. Who is that version of you? How can you show up as that version now? What do you need to commit to? And how are you going to prioritize that commitment? If you'd like accountability in holding yourself to that commitment, hop on my calendar. Let's book a call. Let's talk. I want to know if working together can help you get there even quicker, because that's what coaching does. It helps collapse the time between this vision and taking action and realizing it. So I leave you with that, my friends. Such a great, great time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for witnessing me. Thank you for holding this vision with me. I'm here to hold the visions with you as well. And until next week, adios.
All right, my friend, we totally did it. Thank you for taking time out of your day to hang out with me and listen in on today's show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave a review so you don't miss out on any of the magic and any of the goodness that I am bringing your way. If you know that this episode is going to be a great listen for somebody, then don't keep me a secret and be sure to share. Also, I love to celebrate with you in real time, so tag me at The Chelsea Holden on Instagram and Facebook and let me know you're listening in. Until next time, I'm sending you so much big, big love. Adios.